Constructicons, it's time to rise up. Oh, hi, this is writer Tyler Blazinski, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, it's Jack. Make sure you check out all things Transformers. I listen when I'm riding around Jasper with RC.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to all things Transformers.
And welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG and Mike.
That's right. It stands for effing and goofy. The effing goofy one.
Are we absolutely sure about that?
Yes, Joker, we are. So this is Transformers. We are here, and it has been about a week since our last news episode, and what I said on there is more relevant now than when I said it before. We release an episode to catch up on the news, and as soon as we release it, more impressive news hits. We're usually a few weeks behind, folks. Excuse me. Sorry, Okay, hold on. I'm drunk.
What is wrong with him?
What is wrong with him indeed? Yes.
Waspinator, not sure.
Waspinator, I'm going to give you a swift kick in the...
Okay. Waspinator says, pucker their mandibles and kiss Waspinator's big, fat, stripy...
So we are here to talk Transformers news, and we have images from Takara Tomy pre-orders for August 2022, Transformers Studio Series and Legacy, and we actually, like I said, we have images, and images are awesome, and I know these have been out for a while, but we have images of Studio Series Autobot Spike in the exosuit Autobot Spike. This thing. I love the quote-unquote robot mode. But the alternate mode is just weird to me.
Well, yeah, because it's like, hey, Spike is is able to bend his arms behind his back and not break them.
You know what the funny thing is? Okay, so looking at this picture, and I'm hopefully going to put this in the post, or I'll at least link the article in the episode post on the website. But the first image we see of him in robot mode, where the flames are on the left side and his head's on the right side, you look at the legs of the thing, and it's like he's in an R2-D2 body. It's like somehow they hollowed out an R2-D2 or any R2 unit and put Spike inside of it. But the legs, the way in the transformation, the way they look, they remind me of R2's legs when he falls down. But no, I love it in bot mode. I think it's great. I think it's cool. I think it's awesome. We also get RC as well from the Bumblebee movie RC. This looks awesome.
Let me put it this way. After however many years of Michael Bay movies, I will tolerate these because they at least look like a semblance of what they should. You know, they look like robots. It's not a bunch of kibble. You look at the Michael Bay stuff, they're all silver and they all look like crap. It looks like somebody put a, you know, puked sheet metal together in wires and that's what they got. Whereas this stuff actually has a cohesive form and I can get behind it. Like, if I get the modernizing it, making it more movie-centric, yes, okay. Mm-hmm. At least these are in the ballpark. Movie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they are the designs from the Bumblebee movie. And the first thing I look at when I see the giant wheels on RC in the front, I'm like, ooh, it's kind of like Batman Tumbler wheels a little bit. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with this at all. Even her face. Like, I wish her – I remember I was joking about this, that the face wasn't that great. It still isn't amazing, but it looks better-ish in these images, I guess. And then you get Ironhide, man, and Ironhide looks badass.
I like this Ironhide.
Yeah, I almost want this damn toy.
I almost want him too. I'm not fond of the face, but I feel like if you could get your hands on any of the ones that have come out in the last 5 years, you could pop the head.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy the blue chest. I enjoy I know he's the same build as Ratchet.
Yeah.
The feet kind of remind me of the Chrome Dome from Titan's Return, but the rest of it, I like how bulky he is. I like how he's very similar. I like that his cannon has a spot on vehicle mode. I don't know. If I was tempted to get any of the movie figures, this would be one of them.
Oh, absolutely. And then there's Junk Heap.
Junkyard? Is it Junk Heap or Junkyard?
What is it listed as? It is S-88 Junk Heap, Transformers, the movie, 1986.
Okay.
This thing, again, there has, to my knowledge, and I could be wrong about, old comics, not IDW, but older, Marvel, Dreamwave, whatever. Junk Heap never had any fiction. It isn't like he was Retgar's right-hand Junkion, and he was like, it isn't like he's, who's the Jabba Nobada? Like, the guard that tells Jabba in Jedi that Luke, young Jedi is here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, it isn't like Ed he's Fortuna. That kind of, yeah, 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 there you go. But this Junk Heap is just a Junk Heap. I don't care. The motorcycle mode looks cool. The robot mode, I don't really like it. I don't really care about it because there is nothing about this character anywhere. So,
Dinobots, we've got a job for you.
Me, Grimlock, no like orders.
Me, Slag, no like anything.
We really need your help. Why won't you give us a hand?
Me don't know why not. So we help. This time.
And then we get Sludge. Mm-hmm. Poor Mr. Looney Tunes. And they are killing it with these Dinobots. I cannot wait to see Swoop. I am so excited to see Swoop. But Sludge looks amazing.
Too bad Snarl wasn't in the movie.
He was.
He was?
For like half of a second.
Yeah.
It's he's in one of the, I think it's when the ship comes down. I don't know. I thought he was.
I don't think he is.
Oh, man. Not that this is a horrible thing, but instead of editing podcasts, I might watch the movie after we finish recording.
Yeah, because he's not in it. It says, why was Snarl not in Transformers the movie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, still, I still think they should do a Snarl.
I think they should just to go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, they. Yeah, they just decided not to use him. It had to do with toy sales.
Probably, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, this Sludge looks like, again, like I've said in the past few episodes, the last year or so, what they are doing currently in the modern day, I would have killed to have these 40 years ago. These are amazing. You look at that. It's the third picture in with him in dino mode turning to the right. And I know there isn't a tongue in there, but it kind of looks, with the way his mouth is, it kind of looks like he's like sticking. But man, it looks so good. And then you get Kickback, and I am not like I had the old Insecticons, and they were kind of cool. But I'll be excited to see a Bombshell. That's the one I'll be excited to see. But Kickback looks pretty friggin' cool too.
Yeah, I was never a fan of the Insecticons or some of the more obscure. Like, I always liked the main group.
Yeah.
No matter what. So, but to piggyback on your thoughts of the old toys from yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the stuff they make now is far superior design-wise. It may not be in some aspects of, like, durability.
Right.
But it's definitely superior design-wise, because whether I get third-party Transmetal characters or third-party regulars, or I get the Kingdom, or I get the Thrilling 30 even, they're pretty freaking good.
Yeah, absolutely. So, just to round out this story, folks, for Studio Series, we have Exosuit Spike, RC from the Bumblebee movie, Ironhide from the Bumblebee movie, Studio Series 86 Junk Heap, and then Studio 86 Dinobot Sludge. And then from the new Legacy line, we have the Kickback and the RC from Transformers Prime. Moving on over to Nendoroid? Nendoroid. Anyway,
Nendoroid.
Yeah, so we have this new thing from them. It's a new Starscream figure. I think Proto Man said something on one of his on his video of this. It's like, oh, move over, Funko Pop. Here comes Nendoroid.
Well, and it's almost, it kind of reminds me how Mighty Mugs did it first, and then Funko, and then now this.
Yeah.
But the only thing that's nicer about these is they're fully articulated.
Yeah.
They're designed, they're basically chibi versions of their their other version. I do like the image that they use towards the end where Starscream is standing on top of Megatron and he's got the screaming face.
Yep.
And they have, it looks like they come with two different faces.
Yeah, they come with two different faces, and that's interesting.
Now what's funny about these, the only way you'd see me get something like this is if it was Beast Wars Megatron.
I know.
But they'll never get there, so. Just like the red, the robot enhanced design.
Yep.
I hear down the pipe they're going to have a Beast Wars Megatron in his dinosaur mode, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I can just turn the other one into a dinosaur. And then I could just have that one as the robot mode.
Yep. Coming up next, we have TFCon Los Angeles 2022 exclusive. TFCon Los Angeles is coming up upon us. We have Mastermind Creations reformatted R46A Vexo Promonion or whatever. I'm only bringing this up because when I first saw the head sculpt of this figure, I'm like, wait, is that Justice Lord's Batman?
It kind of looks like that, but it's. I also think of it. I'm like, it's Optimus Primal before he got his beast form.
Yep. Yeah. I will say though that I literally this could be a Batman Transformer because the way the head looks, and then the way that alt mode looks in the one image of it flying through the city, it looks like a light blue, light black Batwing kind of thing. But it's cool. I like it. I think it's fun. I think it's awesome. I wish I could go to TFCon now that I'm technically closer to LA than ever before, but sadly, I cannot. I do know Lady Wreck is going, so maybe I will convince her to do some reporting for us at the convention, and maybe we can do an episode all about TFCon, because we used to do those things, folks. We used to do them on ToyCast, convention pre-shows and post-shows, so maybe we can do that on ATTF. Up next is something that hurts my head, and it really hurts my heart, so I am not into the NFT thing at all. just not. I don't care if it's Transformers. I don't care if it's Knight Rider. I don't like NFTs.
I don't either. All.
I want a physical thing. So we have Transformers crossover with Funko NFT collection series 1 announced. The NFT market is sure growing and kind of whatever. You know, it seems we have some NFT Transformers products coming from Funko. Just revealed the new Transformers X Funko NFT Collection Volume 1. These are animated digital tokens featuring Funko Pop Transformers characters. Woo. Sale will start this Tuesday, March 15th at 11 a.m. Pacific Time via the Digital Funko website. There are two different digital pop packs. The standard pack is 5 digital pops for $9.99 USD, and the premium pack is 15 digital pops for $30 USD. Each digital token is classified as a common, uncommon, rare, epic, legendary, and grail, according to their rarity. There are also some exclusive limited physical Funko Pop Transformers figures that you can redeem if you get the legendary or grail tokens, or if you complete all of the series. More information via Digital Funko website, yada, yada, yada. You could get the following characters: Optimus Prime Gold with Matrix, Devastator, Hot Rod, Rumble, Black and Red, Sideswipe, or Freddy Funko as Bumblebee. Look here, Funko. I love you, Funko. I do. But this is fucking stupid. I'm sorry. You're going to limit a Hot Rod Funko Pop
that doesn't exist
to be a digital... Well, I mean, technically they say you can get a physical thing of the very... Like, if you get the right tokens, you can get a physical version of...
I know, but this is like microtransaction gambling, like in a video game.
Yeah, I see this.
This is like getting a loot box in Star Trek Online and never actually getting the ship you're trying to get.
Yeah,
like it's... Yeah, because when they say Grail... Epic.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The amount of times I've opened a Phoenix box, which those are free, but it takes you a long time to earn them with dilithium in Star Trek Online. And I know this is Transformers, but just run with me here. They have the common, then they have like uncommon, then they have like they go up to like 5 different scales. The highest I've ever gotten is that mid-level scale. Never gotten above it. And then, like, lock boxes, like, I've won something that I actually wanted once. And I think I opened, like, 50 of them.
Right.
And, like, it's basically microtransaction gambling. Like, you're never going to end up, like... Most people, unless they dump a bunch of money, aren't going to end up with these things.
Yeah. And the thing is, this also goes towards polluting the planet.
Yep.
Because you're buying these packs and everything else and the cost and this. Look, I love the design of these. Like, I'm actually looking at the Optimus Prime, the actual, like, the physical Funko Pop that you could potentially get. Come on, Funko. God damn it. Like, seriously, this is ridiculous. The Funko market is already ridiculous. I can look up several figures that I want right now, even though they are released but sold out if they're exclusive to places or whatever. And they're like double the price of like I can go on Target right now and buy a 94 Spider-Man from the animated series for like $12. But if I go on eBay looking for it, it's going to be like $30 or $40 or whatever. And that's fine. That's secondary market. That's the way toy, whatever. But this is the first time that I am seeing these actual physical Funko Pops in the boxes, not just the digital cards that you can get. And so far, they have released Optimus Prime in various things, whether he's got his gun, whether he's a regular size 3-inch, 4-inch, 5-inch Funko, or whether he's a jumbo size. So they've released all kinds of Optimus Prime versions because, hello, it's Optimus Prime. You're going to release various things. They've released a Starscream. They've released Soundwave stuff. They've released Bumblebees. They've released jazz. They've released Shockwave. And the most recent one that was exclusive to, I believe, Toy Tokyo was Trax. Trax was the last one that I knew to be coming out as a regular Funko Wave that I could go to any store and buy. And then they have the Transformers X Funko NFTs, and this just pisses me off because I would love – like, look, Devastator, look at that thing. It looks awesome to me. I mean, it's, you know, it's Funko. It is what it is. It's a little, you know, super deformed thing. But the gold Optimus Prime with Matrix, that's awesome because I could say, hey, this is – even though the Golden Lagoon episode did not have the Matrix. But again, you know – Hot Rod breaks my heart that it's a Funko Pop digital thing in order to get a physical figure of my favorite fucking character. Are you kidding me? And then you have Rumble. You know, Rumble is red, Frenzy is blue, yada, yada, yada. And then Sideswipe. And then another Freddy. You know, you have Freddy Funko dressing up as Bumblebee, which is fine. Freddy Funko is their mascot. I understand that. He dresses up as all kinds of things. I think the actual only Freddy Funko I've ever wanted was the New York Comic Con Freddy as NYPD officer. He was dressed up as a New York Police Department officer. But come on, man. The only way I can get a physical Funko Pop of Hot Rod is to go through this. And I know at some point these physical pops are going to be on the secondary market, and that's fine. But Transformers is one of the biggest franchises. One of the biggest franchises. Give us another wave of figures. Even if they do it as Walmart exclusive, Target exclusive, whatever, or if they just do it as common, please don't do this digital bullshit. And again, I cannot stress enough, our good buddy Mikey over at Moonbase 2 podcast, he has a whole thread on Twitter about the whole environmental effects of these NFT things. And please, folks, don't, as much as I say I want these physical Funko Pops, do not get into NFTs, because it's just, we're already sinking this planet as it is. We don't need to put, like, we don't need to be Homer Simpson, you know, revving up the silo back into Lake Springfield and, you know,
yeah, so and for those that don't know, NFT is non-fungible
token,
and it's on the Ethereum blockchain, kind of like cryptocurrencies. Yeah. And cryptocurrencies aren't great for the environment either.
No,
and granted, neither is printing money and leaving it everywhere. True. But an NFT is basically created, minted from digital objects that represent both tangible and intangible items, including like art, GIFs, videos and sports highlights, collectibles, virtual avatars, video game skins, designer things, music, even tweets. And so basically they're like physical collector's items, only digital. So instead of actually getting, you know, an oil painting to hang on the wall, the buyer gets a digital file instead. I can download digital files for free. Why would I pay for them?
You can create digital files for, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you create all the art that we use here at the Geekcast Radio Network and everything else.
I could turn those into NFTs. I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, why? Like, I honestly, like, somebody, like, they're even saying, like Charmin's dubbed, you know, their NFTs, NFTP, non-fungible toilet paper.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Neon Cat from the 2011 GIF with the cat with a Pop-Tart body sold for about $600,000 in February. Like, who pays this crap? It's not even real. Like, I could see if you wanted to buy a comic, like, you know, yes, okay, yeah, it's on a streaming thing. Like, you're buying a digital comic to not have the space. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Having a digital picture, like, I download the digital pictures all day long.
Yeah.
Like, for free. Like, I don't, and honestly, like, I'm not going to buy a digital version of, like, Beast Wars Megatron or Galvatron or any of the other Beast Wars characters, because I'd rather own the toy.
Yeah.
Or I'd rather own the printed art.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just something like that. Because, I mean, I could, like I said, I can download the pictures. What does it matter? Like, I'm not going to distribute them, but it's still, I don't know. It's so asinine. I can't even wrap my head around it. Like, the whole mentality behind this NFT craze of that people are like, oh, I got to have it. It's like, for example, you remember when you used to do the stickers, the digital stickers for watching shows?
Yep, get glue. Yep.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Just the precursor to the NFTs. And whereas you physically watch the show, you got a reward of a sticker. Now they're like, trade your money for the sticker.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like, at least it was free before, you know, and you're like, eh, it's kind of cool. You know, it's well, neat or whatever.
And I know this is more of an Altered Geek or Geekcasteria thing with talking about Get Glue, but where it's talking about this whole conversation with these NFTs and Funko and Transformers. The cool thing about Get Glue was if you watched a show, if you checked in with a show, it was all about appointment television and watching the show as it happened, and you checked in as it happened because you only could get the sticker
during the show.
Get Glue when the show was airing at that time. Now, there are other shows that were on Get Glue and other TV shows, like older shows. Like if you watched 10 episodes of insert show name here, you could get a marathon sticker. And then if you built up so many stickers at the end of the month, they would say, here, would you like to blah, 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 quote unquote. It wasn't cash in, but I'm going to use that term. Would you like to cash in? We will send you free physical stickers of your digital images that you got. And it's like, I just like the digital images. I still have all the Get Glue stickers I sent away for, but I didn't pay for any of those. They sent those to me for free. And this is just dumb. And everybody's talking about the environment, and rightly so, talking about the environment and how it destroys the in order to get a legendary or grail or whatever the highest one is, you probably have to buy so many of these. And with the premium pack, 15 digital pop at $30 a pop, $30 per pack. That's ridiculous. I would rather buy an actual physical Funko Pop for $30. Like, okay, perfect example. I can go on eBay right now. I am on my eBay summary because I was looking at it the other day, and this actually ties in. So I had a watched item or something I was watching. I was watching the Funko Pop Jumbo number 71 Retro Toys Transformers Optimus Prime 10-inch Walmart exclusive. This is a physical Funko Pop. I've actually seen it in the store. I actually have a picture somewhere of this in the store. So I know this exists. I can buy this for $30, and it is a 10-inch super large version of Optimus with his gun versus spending $30 on a 15-card pack of no fucking tokens. Not fucking today. I don't know. I don't know. It makes me so mad because I thought Funko was, I don't want to say better than this. I know everyone kind of bags on Funko, and that's fine. That's there. But seriously, the fact that they're doing this to whatever and not realizing the environment, maybe they know about the environmental impact and they don't care. I don't think Funko is that kind of company that would not care. But I mean, come on, they're promoting this like it's the next big craze. And I cannot get into this stuff. I just can't. I as much as I would love to have a Funko Pop Hot Rod figure, I'm perfectly fine not having it if it's going to, you know, eventually destroy the environment. Anyway, moving on, we have that was TFG and Mike's rants for this time around. I don't rant a lot on all things Transformers. I really don't. But this just – it is two things that I absolutely love, and I don't even know if I want to support either company, Hasbro or Funko anymore.
This is getting expensive.
Well, I remember when they first brought it up, Hasbro doing it on the various message boards, people were rightly livid. Upset.
Yeah.
About the whole NFT thing. They're like, oh, on the one hand, we love the environment. We, you know, global warming, blah, 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 whether you believe in it or not. is irrelevant, but the fact is that they're also like they're doing the NFT thing, but what people fail to realize is toys plastic comes from oil.
Yep.
So it's yeah. If there's no oil, there's no toys.
Yep. So we have Transformers Legacy Wave 1 Voyagers are out in the UK retail stores. One of the board members over at Transformers 2005 gave us a sighting of new Transformers Legacy Wave 1 Voyagers. It's Blaster and Eject, Kingdom re-release, and Bulkhead were spotted. So basically, this is a re-release of the Kingdom figure Blaster and then the new figure for Bulkhead.
Cool. I don't know. I like them. I won't be picking them up, but I like them.
I prefer the Kingdom packaging for Blaster only because I think it was cooler. But this...
It's still the same toy.
I know. It's, I know it's like still the same toy.
They're
going
to have Galvatron come out in Legacy 2, and it's just a repack.
Yeah. And it's, no, I understand that. But I'm just... I'm more so looking at the packages... Here, is it just me or is there no window?
There's not. At least it doesn't look that way.
Yeah, it does not look that way to me at all. But you know, that's cool that they're out in UK retail. That's awesome. They'll probably be hitting over here at some point. And then Wave 4 Core Class Hot Rod is out in Canada.
I've seen it here in Colorado.
Really?
Yep.
Why haven't you bought it for me then yet? Uh-huh. The hell's wrong with you?
Tiny Hot Rod?
I'm just kidding. But yeah, no. This is awesome. It's very cool.
My son wants this one. He's like, he likes the little Core Class figures.
Yeah, I mean, the Core Class stuff is cool.
Well,
yeah.
And honestly, like, they're not that badly detailed. And for their size,
yeah,
I don't mind them. Like, I have Soundwave. My son gave me Starscream because he decided he didn't want it anymore and gave it to me for Christmas. And it was kind of beneficial because he knew I wanted Starscream anyway, but I don't want to spend $50 on the one that's out in stores now with his coronation and everything else. Like, would I want it? Yes. Like, do I need it? No. Like, I would much, like, for my G1 characters, I'd much prefer to have the core figures for the space.
Yeah.
Because the Beast Wars is where my ultimate alliance goes to. But I still, like, the Soundwave transforms just like the original toy.
Yep.
And Starscream does some kind of a weird, you know, mimicry of his stuff as well. And transforms interestingly, and it's very much like the original too. So I mean, some of the dynamics there from the original stuff, it makes it into these core figures because they can, and then they're shrunk down.
Absolutely. It's so fun. It's so cool. It's so interesting. All right, folks, I think we're gonna take a quick break, and then we're gonna come back and tell you about Amazon pre-orders for comics. We'll be back after this.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba weep, Grana. Weep, Nitty Bong.
Hey guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe podcast from the universe and beyond.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you.
Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes planes can be so flighty.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Yay! Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spots sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0, and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
My rage aside, let's talk about some comics here on All Things Transformers. I have got several listings that are available for Amazon pre-order. So we've got IDW Transformers Beast Wars Volume 3, issues 13 to 17, and the 2022 annual are in this collection. It's the showdown you've been waiting for, just not the one you expected. Will Maximal and Predacon Alliance be enough to defeat the new enemy that threatens both teams? And we have an art cover here. It is of Optimus Primal. Very cool, very cool for Volume 3. That is awesome. So there's that one. Then we have IDW Transformers 2019 Comic Series, Issue 41. This is a Juan Samu retail incentive variant cover artwork of some bot. I don't know which bot that is. I can't tell from the back. And they're facing off against whatever big bad is coming the Transformers way. Then we have IDW Collection Phase 3, Volume 3 is also available. Transformers, the IDW Collection, begins the third volume of its final phase, containing these titles. Revolutionaries, Issues 5 to 8, by Barber and others. And then we have Transformers Lost Light, Issues 8 to 12, by James Roberts, and all the other creative people on there. Optimus Prime, Issues 7 to 10. And then Transformers Annual 2017 by Barber, written by Barber, and Transformers Salvation by Barber. And yeah, it's a image of Cup on this one for Volume 3. I like the Transformers IDW collections because, as I mentioned, they collect all these various comics, but how IDW does the IDW collection thing is they do it in story order, so it doesn't matter what series it is. They align the books in the story order that they should go, kind of thing. So we got that. That is very cool. Something I'm really interested and excited for is the IDW Transformers Last Bot Standing. The complete four-issue Transformers Last Bot Standing series is due for trade paperback release on October 25th. In the meantime, grab your Amazon pre-order and then sound off, yada, yada, yada. The war for Cybertron is over, but when a self-exiled hero awakens to a world under invasion, he realizes the war from Cybertron will never end. And this is, you know, we've seen stuff like this before, like the last this standing, the last that standing. But I'm really excited for this. I cannot actually wait to read this one because it looks really, really interesting. And finally, we have IDW's Transformers 2019 Comic Series Volume 6, Wars End, the Amazon pre-order. This collects Transformers 37 to 43, Transformers War End, numbers 1 through 4, and Transformers Fate of Cybertron from writer Brian Ruckley and artist Anna Malkova, Jack Lawrence, and Andrew Griffith. Size up the devastating cover artwork after the jump. Yeah, it's Devastator. Very cool. Love that cover, actually. Like I said in the last episode, I have to catch up on the Brian Ruckley run. So that's all the news we have for now. A lot of comic stuff, even though I'm still kind of with the whole Amazon Comixology thing. I still think it's great. I may try to get the physical IDW collections, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. But very excited for whatever these last few stories are going to be from IDW, since, as we already know, they will be losing the license at the end of the year. And the next iteration, wherever that ends up being, will go. I mean, I always sound like a broken record when I say this, folks, but I'm excited for what the Transformers has coming up for us, minus that whole NFT bullshit. From the new cartoons that are coming, from, we get the movie next year, that's fine, from the comics to the toys, Like I've said, man, that Kingdom reformatted Galvatron, the Commander class Rodimus. Hell, even some of these ones we've talked about tonight, I'm like, ooh, I would love to have that kind of thing, So, very exciting times for Transformers fans, I think.
Yep, between the comics and the toys, I mean, there's all kinds of awesomeness.
Yep, absolutely. And even the cartoons that are going to come eventually, I mean, I'm still excited to see those, so, it is what it is. Next time around, I was going to mention this. Next time around, now that I remembered this, because I forgot it before, last month around my birthday in February, I had went on to eBay because something popped into my head and I was like, ooh, I need to see if I can find that and see how much I would have to actually pay for it. I basically paid like $20 after shipping, most likely. It is the old Transformers book. I remember having this book. I remember seeing it at the library in school in the 80s. It's Wheelie, the Boy of Quintesson, or Quintessa, or what? It's the old Wheelie storybook. And I've thought about this book for years now, and I've never actually went out and looked to see if it was anywhere on eBay or wherever, and it was. And hopefully next time around I'll have either live review or I don't know. So that's going to be interesting and fun. What do you got coming up for next time? What are you planning on working on for the next episode?
I don't know. I mean, depending on, and I talked about this on Altered Geek, but depending on what figure piece comes next, I would actually like to review the new Optimal Optimus. And being I just had the original Optimal Optimus, I still have it fresh enough in my mind that I feel like I could review both, even though I don't have the other one anymore, and give the opinions. And I know it's been out since like December. But it's still one of those things that it's new enough and
and
honestly, I'm hoping I've been digging into the third party company a little bit too, that the stores that have up for pre-order the Transmetal, Transart, Rat Trap, and Megatron should be getting color images soon, as well as their should be getting them in stock in their warehouses to actually sell them soon and pay full price and find out all that info. So I have them both on pre-order, and I'm looking forward to getting my hands on those, because those Transmetal ones are... They took the original Hasbro model, and they one-upped it by matching the production model on the show.
Very cool, so very cool.
So I'm hoping that soon we'll have that info, and then also, like I said, I'll share some progress on my custom Megatron that I've been tweaking.
Awesome, awesome. Speaking of Megatron, I think you can take us on out of here.
Oh, I can I? Well, I'll show those Maximals when I get back to Cybertron. Yes. Yes.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.